I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with three local gardeners about what you can do with green tomatoes.
Our garden is still full of tomato plants. It's only a matter of time before freezing temperatures kill the vines. The average first frost on the Cape happens at the end of October. Some of the fruit is red, but there's still a lot of green tomatoes on the plants. In an effort to use them up before they go to waste, I started asking around to find out what local cooks and farmers do with their homegrown green tomatoes. We'll start with Jen Menser from Orleans.
There's always a zillion green tomatoes left over at the end of the summer. For the little babies, I've pickled them for Bloody Marys and martinis, so those are really great for the cocktails. And then I take the big honking ones and I just chop them up in a Cuisinart, and I've done a green tomato jam.
The jam recipe is simple. You cook down green tomatoes for hours and hours until the natural sugars in the fruit caramelize and turn the jam a deep, rich brown.
Great on anything from melted brie, you know, put it on top of that, to, you know, your Thanksgiving turkey or ham. It's delicious.
Jen also uses green tomatoes to make piccalilli, an Indian-inspired relish made with mustard and vinegar. It's popular in Britain with cheese and bread for a so-called plowman's lunch. And I found a more local version in a Boston cookbook from 1883. By the way, we'll tell you how to get all these recipes online in just a minute. But first, we'll hear from Truro farmer Dave DeWitt, who makes a more classic pickled green tomato recipe.
I usually pickle them the way I was taught from my mother and her mother, except I added eggplant to the dish. I do layers of tomato, eggplant, garlic, tomato, eggplant, garlic, tomato, eggplant, garlic, and pickle it.
So you slice up the veggies, you layer them in a jar, and then pour a hot brine on them?
Correct. With a little bit of brown sugar in my brine, and salt, water. I use cider vinegar. I put a little bit of tarragon in there, thyme, garlic, and a few red pepper flakes.
The pickles are sweet but tangy, perfect for layering onto a sandwich or serving alongside a cut of rich, salty meat. Wellfleet cook and farmer Victoria Pecoraro likes her green tomatoes with ham. But instead of preserving them, she puts them fresh into a soup recipe she learned at her farm stand.
3 seasons ago, I had nothing but green tomatoes. I had like a gazillion of them, and they were big and beautiful and wonderful. And this woman came to my stand, and she was buying all my green tomatoes. And finally I said, "What are you doing with all my green tomatoes?" And she said, "I have this fabulous green tomato soup recipe that I found in the New York Times a long, long, long time ago. And I'm going to bring you a copy." She says, "It's phenomenal." So she brought me a copy, and I made it. And it has some lemon in it, and it has some ham in it, and it's really tasty and light, and it's for the hard green tomatoes.
When Victoria says the hard green tomatoes, she's talking about the ones that will never ripen. They're dense and heavy with a dull, matte skin. But if you look carefully, you'll notice that some green tomatoes are glossier and have a little bit of give when you squeeze them. These you can ripen inside.
You take your green tomatoes and you wrap them in newspaper and you put them in a brown bag and you add an apple, a ripe apple, into it. And what happens is the apple has a gas that the apple gives off that speeds up the ripening process.
The gas is called ethylene. Commercial tomato growers use it all the time. They pick and ship their tomatoes green so they won't bruise or split, and then ripen them just before they get to stores.
Well, they're not exactly the same. There is something very unique and different about a tomato ripening on the vine. You know, you really can't replicate that, but this is probably the closest you're going to get.
I'm still picking a few vine-ripened cherry tomatoes every day, but there isn't much time left for that. Recipes for green tomatoes are a great way to use up the tail end of the harvest. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a link to the recipes mentioned in this show for green tomato soup, jam, piccalilli, and pickles, all at our website, capemandislands.org. We always welcome your ideas for the Local Food Report, so get in touch with us on our website or call the listener line at 508-548-9600, extension 103. Or you can email us at wcai@capeandislands.org. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.